You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe, amazing sacred souls. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to another show. We have a beautiful space for everyone today. We have Angelic Realms joining us, and I am so happy to be here. I'm so happy that you have created the space for our own transformation and our own evolution, our up-leveling and upgrading. I'm Ian Shelley. This is Wisdom of the Ancients, and we are bringing our collective energy and our focus today to activating points of light. You as an integral part of the web of consciousness. We're all part of the web of consciousness, the golden grid, the infinity grid. Whatever you choose to call it is just fine, this beautiful web of light. So let us invoke the ancient ones. Let us invoke the angelic realms. Let us invoke the ascended masters and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today, to support us today. And let us hear, open our hearts and open our ears. So let us hear whatever we are meant to hear today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Adria Windhorse Estrebu is a conscious channel of angels, Lemurians, and other beings who wish to assist humanity. Adria is also a sound shaman, a medium, and animal communicator. She's an author of two books, Why Did Lemuria Fall and Slip Through the Keyhole, and Sound Healing CD Sounds of the Ancient Ones. She is a regular contributor to the Sedona Journal of Emergence, and Adria lives in Sedona and works one-on-one with clients around the world. So, Adria, this is the first time on the show here, Wisdom of the Ancients. Very, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you and with everyone else on the line here and the angels.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, I think today, angels Raphael and Ariel are going to be here with us. Primarily those two you'll be channeling today?
That's what I expect, and I'm a conscious channel, so my voice doesn't change very much, so they'll always let you know who's speaking. Every okay. once in a while, another angel comes through, but those are the two that are most often speak through me.
All right. Well, we are open. We are ready. We are in a framework of receiving. So today, everyone, you can ask Raphael and Ariel a question. So Adria is going to channel during the Q&A section today. So anything that is on your heart, what is on your heart? What would you like an answer to? Star 2 to raise your hand, and you can have the answer channeled from the angelic realm. Star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in the webinar box. Now, the topic for today is why does it feel so uncomfortable to be free? Interesting topic. So we're going to get into that, of course. We're going to get into that. There'll be angelic transmissions of light. There's energetic gifts of angelic presence. Of course, beyond the words that are just spoken, the vibration, the frequencies that we all in training to right now because we're in this space. Beautiful transmissions of grace and understanding are coming through. So, Adria, let me get started by, I think, having you maybe introduce yourself in a little bit more color than I did. This is the first time you're on the show. There might be many people who have heard you before or even follow you who are here specifically to hear you channel. But for those who don't know who you are, I think it'd be wonderful if you could provide a little bit of a background around possibly how you came to become a conscious channel.
Sure. Like many things in life, was a very loop-de-loop road full of surprises. I started when I was a teenager, about 18. I fell in love with meditation and went off to India to live in an ashram there for a few months. And since then have really, I would say, spiritual questing or meditation have been the great loves of my life. So I've spent a lot of my focus and energies there. And around 2011, although I'd been still doing a lot of meditation and very active in those spaces, I felt pretty restless that I didn't know why I was here in this lifetime, because I want so much to be of service and I wasn't really seeing that show up yet. And I just thought, well, you know, what is it? what am I supposed to be doing here? I don't want to be wasting my time. I got to be helping somehow. And so I went into a period of really deep introspection for a couple months. And what came through for me then was it was something about my voice and healing. And so that gave me a clue, but I still didn't know what that meant. but it happened in the beautiful synchronous way of the universe that I got an email the next day for Sound Healers Intensive. And at that time, I didn't know what sound healing was. So I was, what is that? So I signed up for the Sound Healing Intensive. And in the course of learning how to do vowel toning and other sound healing through my voice, all of these other sounds started coming out when we were in practice sessions in the workshop. And I was so lucky that when this happened, I was surrounded by other beings, other people who were taking the workshop who could see colors and energies and could really tell me what was going on and give me very positive feedback right away. So I didn't think it was just, you know, I had a leaky voice or something. Mm-hmm. These strange sounds were coming out. So that's when I began to understand that I was a shaman, and so sounds come through my voice in a shamanic way. And about 7 years after practicing that kind of shamanic sound healing, I became really aware that messages wanted to come through my voice as well. So that started the process of opening to channeling messages, which is probably what people think of more conventionally when you say channel. And over the course of talking with different beings, I settled in about 2 years ago with the angels because I feel so comfortable with what their agenda is, just the love and light of their presence. So although I channel other beings as well, it's primarily angels for me right now. And I suspect that's going to change because angels have been saying we're going to need them less. Humans are going to need them less in the coming years. So I'm open to what might happen next. But that's what got me to where we are today.
Mm. Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. So you mentioned you feel comfortable with their agenda, and you also mentioned that we're going to be needing them less. What are the angels sharing with you when you, perhaps you're not channeling for someone, but you're literally just channeling the angels and having the divine intelligence just, you know, sink into your soul? What are they sharing with you?
What I notice the most about the angels is that they bring a different perspective, and I guess agenda is another word for that. So it's not that they would say, and this happens both for myself personally and when angels are channeling through for someone else, it's not necessarily that they're going to fix something in my life or give me some really accurate prediction, because angels aren't in time, so they won't say, oh, yes, you're going to meet him in, you know, 3 days. It'll be wearing a red sweater. But through the description of what's going on behind the scenes energetically in my life, layers like as a soul, what did I want through this time period? What am I learning through this? What are the some things I don't realize about other people's energies in the story and what's happening in the energies on the earth right now and with humanity's evolution? So I end up with this very rich picture. And for me, that I just get this sense of, oh, everything's so beautiful. You know, where 5 minutes before I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such an idiot. And why is everything in my life going wrong? And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's what's happening. So the angelic perspective, and I would say the agenda for angels is around freedom for humanity. So they're very, very interested in us having free will and using it. And certainly from my perspective and history with them, I would say they're very, very interested in the highest good for humanity and sharing knowledge, you know, not hoarding knowledge as some kind of elite thing. And also helping people to understand how much access they have directly to your angels and guides, you know, that you don't have to go through someone else, some hierarchical system or anyone else in order to be in that full, empowered, powerful self that you are. those are some of the qualities that I see again and again with the angels that I appreciate so much.
Yeah, right, right. I wanted to talk a little bit about, or have you talk about the topic, why does it feel so uncomfortable to be free? Coming from a, if you look at that topic from a, a logical standpoint or just a left brain perspective, it might be a little bit of a head scratcher. interesting, right? Like, thank you for bringing that to us, and thank you for bringing us the angel to help decipher what that is. So, let's first.
I did ask them twice. I had to say, because I asked the angels, what's the topic for the show, and I wrote this down. I don't know if Ian's going to go for this, but I'll just ask him. And then a few days later, I'm like, well, maybe I got it wrong. I'll ask again. They gave the exact same words. All right, I guess this is their topic.
You know, sometimes it's a case of be careful what you wish for. because we're not necessarily, we think that we're going to be in this beautiful state of freedom, but when we arrive there, let's say we do arrive there, then sometimes we just don't know how to handle that. And, surrender to that freedom is something that is challenging sometimes. That's just my perspective. But I wanted to have you share around this discomfort or the uncomfortableness, if you would, around freedom. What do you mean by that?
Yes, I'll share from my perspective, and I know the angels will add some more to this later in the call. So there's a couple things. One is Angel Ariel has to do with one of the functions of that angel has to do with change, so helping us through change. So because there's so much change right now, Ariel often talks about how change for the human system is very uncomfortable. It's any kind of change, our first reaction. So just to have compassion on ourselves as humans, any kind of change we go through, our first kind of reaction is very primal, like when there used to be, when we were cave dwellers, let's say, and the light changed because it was the shadow of a saber-toothed tiger or something. Any change in our environment, we're really attuned to go into kind of a fight or flight, like, what is it? What's going on? Things changed. So as the underlying currents or the energies are, and the very dimensions that we're living in on a day-to-day basis are shifting, our human systems are kind of freaking out, like, wait a minute, there's change everywhere. What is it? Is some predator animal about to eat me? So on that level, it's very disconcerting to go through this much change. So that's one piece of it. And then the freedom piece, analogy that I've heard Raphael use a few times here is if in a prison, if you just think of any kind of prison on earth, when prisoners get out, it's often quite disorienting not to have the structure, not to be told what to do all the time. So even though they wanted to be free, we can assume, I think that's most of the time the case, it's still difficult to make that adjustment sometimes, or often, let's say. So also having compassion for ourselves is very, very likely that even though this is something we really wanted to be this free and to be playing in higher energies, that on these two fundamental levels, suddenly being free where there was so much structure and strictures on us before, and then also to be perceiving something as really different in the energy fields around me, all of that's really challenging for us just as humans going through this. So that's a perspective I wouldn't have thought of, I guess, but something that the angels speak about recently with the changes we're in.
Yeah, and because there are so many changes, Adria, especially with all the new energies coming through, there are going to be more and more people who are finding more alignment with unity consciousness and are aligning more with freedom, I don't like to use the term achieving more or gaining more, but, you know, it's kind of semantics, right? But aligning more with freedom. So more and more people listening today, for example, are going to be, if not already, reaching a place of more freedom in their lives. As we are guided by different energies and higher dimensions and more alignment with our own God essence. So I would love if maybe now is the time, because it's coming through, if you would ask what if any particular or specific message either of the angels have for the wisdom community, those who are in this beautiful orb of the wisdom of the ancients, during these times of new, fresh, powerful energies, what guidance do they have for the community now?
Yes, this is Ariel, Angel Ariel. To recognize you are free is the first and most important step here. So although there are many among you beautiful, beautiful speakers and knowledgeable souls who are silent as well, for many of you, there is this technical knowledge of what's going on, shifting dimensions and so on. But for all of you, it's not so important to know all of that, let's say the engineering behind the scenes, but it's very important to recognize that you are free. Because if you don't, let's go back to this analogy of the prison cell, if you don't realize the door is unlocked now, then why would you walk through it? If you had been, if you and all of your ancestors before you had been behind a locked door, and occasionally someone would rattle the door and check, yep, it's still locked. You stop checking after a while, right? So the most important first step is to recognize right now you are free. Right now you are free. And what does that mean? It means you are no longer chained into the old ways of being. And you have quite unlimited potential without magic formulas, without needing to transcend in the harder ways that those like Buddha, let's say, had achieved some kind of escape from the prison system, those rare beings. Now that kind of escape is open to all, whether what you're looking for is enlightenment or greater freedom to live and play in the world in other ways. It's not necessarily enlightenment. Not everyone will choose that pathway. But it's very, very important for you to recognize the freedom is there already. So many have heralded in 2020 that energies are opening up for humanity. And this is so, this is the case from angelic perspective, we would herald that as well. The energies are open now. So it's up to you, however, do you want to walk through that doorway? And here we mean a metaphoric doorway. We don't mean that you need to go through a particular portal or astrological event necessarily, although there will be many of those delightful circumstances. You don't necessarily have to physically walk through a certain portal or energetic doorway. That's not what we mean. But we do mean you need to start living as if you are free, because the mind otherwise is going to keep playing the old tapes, the old patterns, because that's all it knows. So it's up to you as a conscious free being to start experimenting and playing in new arenas. So what does that mean? If you thought your life was limited to drudgery work, certain limitations based on your age and the financial structure of your planet or your family system, and you just live that way, well, this is the way life is, then that's the way life will continue to be for you. But if in your heart or in your daydreaming you think, I wonder if it's possible to meet a galactic being from another planet, or I wonder if it's possible if I could live my life in delightful service and not be spending 40 hours a week on a job that I hate, that feels like an imprisonment to me. Or, I wonder if I could just drop this cancer consciousness and move into health. So, yes, it's up to you to start exploring those things that were not so possible to you. Not impossible, but not very likely, let's say, 10 years ago, 2 years ago. That now in this landscape of unlimited possibility, the only thing holding you back truly is the habits of your own mind. So it's time to start stepping into the freedom that belongs to you.
Thank you so much. So when we do that, this notion that we spoke about of being uncomfortable might arise. Are there practices or ways for us to better align or differently align ourselves with the with source energy, for example, that might move us out of the state of discomfort or lessen the discomfort?
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. It's useful, you know, sometimes to have discomfort, and let us explain what we mean, because the tendency is to come back into that cozy, cushy state, you know, but you would not have taken birth as a human if that's really what you were seeking here, because there are many planes of existence in between lifetimes, or for those who choose not to embody at all, where there's this lovely floaty feeling of peace and contentment. So if that was really what you were seeking, you would not have taken human birth. It's not that we say that humanity is about pain and suffering, but it is about the dynamism of different sensations and what are they telling you. They're quite instructive. So let's go to the analogy of someone who is climbing Everest. And they do it in stages, right? You don't ascend the mountain in one day, even if your legs were capable of walking that fast and your arms were climbing. The lung systems and other areas in the human body wouldn't be able to acclimate that fast. So when you're moving as fast as humanity is now into different energy spheres, and you have these days where you feel like all I can do is lay flat on my back in my bed, or all I can and do is literally vomit out emotions or old stuck energies, listen to what your body is telling you, and please don't push through to be, well, let me just take a few more Advil, or let me just have three more types of coffee and act as if nothing has changed in my world. Because your body is telling you, hold on, we're going through massive change. And maybe you can't see it with the physical eyes, but your body is letting you know what it needs in order to acclimate to the next stages of being. So rather than trying to rush out of discomfort into what feels like normalcy to you, first celebrate in a mental sense, oh, this might not be that I ate something bad last night for dinner. This might be that the energies are so different now that my system is calibrating and it's trying to let me know what it needs. Sometimes it's going to start shouting at you about green vegetables one day, or sometimes, more often perhaps, start shouting at you about sleeping a little more or less, sleeping in different patterns for a little while. So have compassion that your body system really knows what it's doing here in adjusting to the energies. And don't rush to stamp out all the systems here to numb out what you're feeling. It would be better from our perspective to listen to what's going on and acclimate in that way and be responsible to help your body through this by listening to what it's telling you. And it's not subtle, right? It's not subtle what it's telling you, whether it's to rest or that you're so awake that you can't do anything but be awake in that moment. It's not a subtle time in that sense. You don't have to guess what does your body need. It's going to tell you.
Right, right. Well, thank you. And if I may, I would love to have you continue your guidance on this very subject. So often, speaking about our bodies, we override, as you mentioned, our bodies' messages, guidance, with our mind. And we feel something, yet we convince ourselves it's something else. So as I was saying, if I may ask you, what are some of the best ways we can honor what our body is telling us and really get into a place of listening for that message and that guidance so that we don't, in our chaos, or have our mind override the message that we are that it is trying to tell us?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So perspective, again, is one of the greatest tools in this time, because the mind wants to go into fear and fix something. When the body is demonstrating different symptoms here, the mind first wants to say something is wrong. As we were speaking earlier, the saber-toothed tiger must be around the corner. So first, to, let's say, give yourself this year, give or take, and assume that the first place to look for dis-ease in the body is, probably some energy is shifting on the planet. So to have that wider perspective, instead of going into fear about something I ate or didn't eat, or, something under my pillow, under my mattress, need a different crystal there, understand that guidance will be given when you need it. Some of you who are on the call today needed this kind of specific information mentally in order to ride through this time. Others of you will be listening to other speakers who are talking about color therapy or something else that's a little more attuned to what they needed right in this moment. So know that your angels and guides have compassion to give you the tools you need. You don't need to suffer through this. That said, it's difficult to give one formula for this coming year because things are going to be changing so wildly. It is as if you are moving from, and this is metaphorically speaking, as if you were moving from breathing air to breathing underwater. It's a very, very large physical change your body is going into, let's say, roughly speaking here, to move from third dimensional realities to fifth dimensional realities in terms of your everyday playing space, where your physical body is most of the time. That doesn't mean you'll be limited to either third or fifth, but just as a general principle, that's what's happening on a physical level, on a visceral physical level. And that's unprecedented. Many of you have astral traveled or taken adventures in meditation states or through ayahuasca, other things like this. So you've traveled before, you've experienced other dimensions. But to bring your body with you is something new for all of humanity. That's something new. And all of humanity is going through this choice point. So not everyone takes the journey. Some of humanity is going to stay in third here. But for those who choose to move into fifth, understand your body knows what it's doing in this transition, the way that a butterfly knows what it's doing when it goes into a cocoon and turns liquid and then has wings all of a sudden. So you with the mind don't have to direct this. You don't have to worry about chanting the right thing in the morning, drinking the exact right vitamin at 2 p.m. in order to come out of this a healthy, strong human being in fifth dimension. Your body does know what it's doing. What it requires of you, just as a blanket statement that could apply over this coming year, is for you to listen and acknowledge and respect that it knows what it's doing, and to follow the lead of the body. So when you're feeling very energetic and like going out and exploring, go for that. When you're feeling like staying in your bed, don't worry, you're not in a coma. It's just your body wants a little more time for the metamorphosis. So listen, really listen, and understand the body is a wise being on its own.
Right, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for that lovely sharing and guidance. I would love to be able to continue the sharing and guidance, but for the beautiful wisdom community, those who have their hands raised and those who have put in their questions in the webinar box. So if I may,
absolutely.
I'd like to open up the phone. So again, star two if you're on the phone and you'd like the opportunity to have a channeled reading from either Raphael or Ariel. Or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box and we'll see how many we can get to. So let's go to Beverly Hills, California, 0710, the last four digits of your phone number. You are live on the phone.
Oh, thank you so much, both of you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I would love a channeled reading.
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Welcome.
Hi.
Do you have a specific question, Joy, or do you want the angels? Do you want to just see what they say?
Yeah, I would like to get just their opinion. Currently, I am trying to find love, and yeah. So, what do they have to say about that?
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So, you know, on a menu in a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
things are very specific, right? So
yes.
If you walk into a restaurant and you say, I'd like dinner, the waiter doesn't really know what to do with you then. So
mm-hmm.
in disbelieving that love is very possible for yourself, without realizing it, you've gone a little too vague in your wishes here.
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe that there's less choice, less availability, you know, your bar, your meter of measurement goes lower and lower. So you just say, I want a relationship. But your
uh-huh.
angels in the universe then say, what does that mean? Does she want a woman? Does she want a man? Does she want a dramatic, exciting love? Does she want a calm, peaceful, cozy love? What does she really want? And so they're kind of waiting for you to choose a little more specifically.
Okay.
So come into your heart and ask yourself, you know, not right here on the call, but ask yourself, what is it that I really want in a relationship? What does it look like day to day for me, and what things are important to me? So get a little more specific in your wishing, and you'll find it comes much more quickly for you.
Mm.
Okay, so should I do it now?
Well, you can do it now, but we're going to let you go. You can do it off the call, off the phone. Yeah, that's your answer.
Okay.
Thank you, Joy. Okay,
okay.
Much
you.
Love to you. Okay.
You.
All right. Let's go to Inverness, Florida, 2021. You are live on the phone.
Well, hello there. this is Melinda.
Hi. Welcome.
And your name just went right out of my head. I wanted to say hi to you personally.
Me?
Yes. I have
Ian.
Ian.
Come on. It's Ian. Come on,
oh
Melissa.
God.
I mean, Melinda. Come on.
Well, you know, at least I admitted it.
That was why I was gone. Oh, I'm not offended. No, I'm anywhere but offended.
I wanted to say Ian. I used to date Ian anyway. And hi, Ariel. My question is
Adria,
specifically
yeah.
in regards, Adria, sorry, I'm just having a main, name
Feel good.
Issue.
There's only love
oh,
here.
Goodness.
It's all good. It's all good. There's only love here.
Okay. My question is about vulnerability, feeling vulnerable in the body and energies that I'm picking up at work. I work in a nursing home environment. I put in 36, 37 hours in a clip. Now, when I go in and my heart's open and I can stay in that vibrational frequency, you know, all is well when I really tune into really why I'm there, which is to, you know, bring compassion and comfort to who I'm caregiving for, but it's a, you know, it's an entity, it's a institution, so following their guidelines as well. Now, my challenge is when I'm not feeling up to par and I'm still putting myself at work, I tend to go into shutdown. And when I get home, I'm just so totally exhausted. And then I stepped out of my integrity and I lied at work because I was getting all these instant messages, you know, asking me to pick up more work, pick up more work, pick up more work. And I didn't know how to really, and that's, you know, trying to shield myself, or I was feeling vulnerable. I mean, I thought I was past the lying stages. But it just, I did lie because, and I wanted to get to the core of that too, because I stepped out of my integrity and how do I clean that up? You know, I made up this story about, you know, my daughter and my grandchildren needing me and that I wouldn't be able to work any extra hours. And all of this is due to fear, and it just caught me blindsided. So disappointment in myself, you know, has come up, and, you know, blah, blah.
Do you have a very specific question that you'd like to ask around that? Because I know there's a lot of lot going on right now, but do you have something more specific to ask?
I guess, you know, feeling vulnerable and speaking my truth, to be able to say, you know, what prevented that, or how, you know, can I speak my truth to people that are not understanding? You know, I felt vulnerable to admit that, hey, I'm tired. I am, you know, need my time without seeming to be like a game player. You know what I mean? Okay. Feeling vulnerable in that area and my body.
Okay.
You know, because that makes my body tense.
Let's see what's coming through.
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So there's another layer of perspective or understanding here that might be useful to you. We mentioned briefly that not everyone in humanity is going to choose to make this change to a fifth dimensional reality. So you are in this interesting circumstance where you have chosen this to continue to move higher with the higher energies. And many in your workplace, particularly those dwellers, nursing home dwellers, have chosen not to stick around to be in the new earth, let's call it for shorthand. So that's a free will choice, right? Some beings are going to decide to check out, you know, to end this life willingly, and we mean through natural causes or accidents or whatever they wanted to draw into their life. But some beings are going to decide, you know, all of this change and upheaval at my age or in my personality, might be younger people as well, I'm not interested. I didn't come into this life for that. I'm gonna go ahead and leave here, or stay in third dimension, stay around for a few more years, but stay in my reality. So it's why what comes up for you is this interesting parallel about what is true and what is not true that you haven't really faced since your childhood. Because your truth right now is very, very different than the truth of most of the people you're interacting with in your workplace. So just from seeing that level perspective, maybe have some compassion. These beings, it's absolutely their free will to stay in third and feel too uncomfortable to make the choice to move to fifth. Of course, this is happening for them on a very subconscious level, on a soul level. And for you, you're starting to live in a different reality, so there can be some mismatch there. And it's all right, we would say. It's not that angels are going to say inventing stories and lying is the highest ethics of all time. But there might be times for others of you also when your reality doesn't match that of someone else. And you don't really want to explain why you need an extra 12 hours of sleep, and you know they're going to you know, lock you up or look at you funny if you say it's because I'm shifting to fifth dimension. But you might just say, you know, something's going on with my health. I'm so extra tired right now. There are ways of saying less It's still truthful, but don't expect everyone to understand your needs in this moment, especially if they're not choosing to go through the same transition.
Hmm.
Well, thank you so much. That helped me out a lot.
Oh, thank wonderful. You. Thank you, Melinda. Much love to you. Okay, bye now. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Beautiful. Let's stay on the phone for Charlottetown, wherever PE is. It's man, I wish I knew what that was. But Charlottetown, I don't know the state or where it's from. Maybe it's another province somewhere. 1324 are the last four digits of your phone number, and you're on live.
Hello, this is Charlottetown, PR, Prince Edward Island in the Atlantic in Canada.
Ah, welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad that you take my line. My name is Carmen. I'm so glad that you're here. You're there. I mean, I lost my voice. Wow. I'm so, so happy. Adria, I want to say something, and I'm wondering what it's about. I was supposed to take a course for five dimension, and finally my computer doesn't work and I cannot go there. So I said to myself, this is okay, it's because it's not the time. And I receive also, I'm a light worker, apparently, and I receive a message from Saint Germain that he said he wants me to, he said if you help me, I'm going to help you, you know. And but the thing that is bothering me is because he said we should not have addiction, and I still have addiction, but I don't beat myself about that. But I would like very much to know if the angel can tell me what I have to do, my next step, to be helpful for the people. And at this time, I go through a lot of things happen, and especially a lot of money and a lot of shock and people. Also, I feel a lot of energy when people, they're not grounded, or they, you know, I feel energy very, very strong, and I don't like to feel, you know, bad energy, not bad, but not kind of light energy. So I'm used to work and speak to angel all the time. They don't answer me by voice, but I trust them, and I'm wondering if some of the angels have some kind of a tip or something to tell me where is my place that I have to go, what direction that I have to go, also to be helpful and to be also have something, you know, financially better. So I don't know if it's a good question, but
this is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So although angels are not in time and we don't perceive time as being a barrier any longer for humanity the way it has been in the past, what you call the past, in your case here, it's something about timing. For all of the pieces of this question, where is the next part of my path to be in service? How financially does that work when I'm in service, that I can still live well? And how do I transcend those pieces of my own self behaviors around addictions that I feel aren't serving me? As we are moving into the new energies, it becomes more and more apparent where these answers are. So let's use a metaphor here. If you were driving along a country road, so you can only see a little bit of the landscape at a time, you don't really know what's around the corner. And so to describe to you, well, three turns from where you are now, you know, there's going to be this mountain, and here we're speaking metaphorically, and then you'll see the river, and then you'll know you got to walk up that path, and the person you're supposed to serve is right there. Rather than giving you this long list of detailed, you know, map quest directions in advance, your angels and guides are working very closely with you, and they do hear you, but they're only giving you the direction right when you need it. So, oh, okay, turn left here. And then there's some silence because you're driving along for some miles and you're wondering, well, yeah, what next? Well, you're not hearing any specific guidance right then because you're on the right path. You're doing fine. And it becomes very, very evident and very obvious. But the choice, when you're not there yet, it's difficult for your angels to say, well, here it is. Here's what the path looks like. They typically will wait until you're there in that choice moment and say, here it is. Here's what you asked us for. If you want that still, you know, turn left right up here. Again, metaphorically speaking. So you are on the right path for all of those components of your question and for dropping the addiction also. That happens quite naturally as your body attunes to these higher energies. Part of that was a coping mechanism because you are a little more attuned to fifth and fourth dimension already. So living so long in third became a little wearing to your soul there, your energetic systems. So when you are in a more comfortable environment for you, you're going to not want that coping mechanism. You just don't need it anymore. The way you don't need a blanket in summer, it becomes irrelevant to you. So you don't have to worry so much in the mental space. Because you are so attuned to your angels, you're going to know, it will be quite apparent when it's time to take action, when it's time to be in service. You're just not at that bend in the road, right, in this exact moment. So it's all right. You're on the right path, and you are getting there in perfect divine time.
Mm-hmm. I have to have more patience. I'm not in the right timing. Well, I think you. I'm very appreciative, and I think maybe I heard something, but it, I don't know if it's me or it's something. I said I'm in the middle of the. I'm not totally in the third dimension. I think I get it more on the other side.
This is Adria. What I understood from what they were saying there was the way your physical energetic systems are naturally. It's more comfortable for you to be in fourth and fifth dimension. So as the energies of the planet move into fourth and fifth dimension, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable because you're more designed for that already.
Okay. I appreciate so much.
Okay. Blessings.
Thanks
for calling
so much.
In.
I listen to you all the chance that I have when you on the something. Thank you, Wisdom, the Ancient, to invite her. I'm very, very happy. Thank you so much.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you, sweet soul. Blessings. Okay. All right. Well, let's go to the phones and do some phone questions. And then after the phones, the web, excuse me. Then we'll also find out from Adria how you can work more closely with her in person and some of the other offers that she has brought to the Wisdom community. But we'll do some questions. We'll do that, and we'll get back to some more questions. So for those of you on the phone, we'll get back to the phone, and then we'll get back to the web as well. So here is Anne-Marie from Sakilia in Finland. Dear angels, am I currently going in the right direction on my spiritual road?
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. So for you, dear, it's not such a question of direction as choice. So there comes a moment in life, and you are at this moment, this juncture, where there is an end to all paths. Now, that doesn't mean there's a dead end, But before you were on a path and it was so carved out, you know, it was clear where you were going, one step in front of the other, sometimes faster, sometimes slower. But then you came out into this sort of meadow, to follow the metaphor, wide open place, and you're wondering, where does the path go from here? There is no more path for you, dear, because you have come into the time of choosing. And it's not one choice. It's not that you have one wish and then that's it for the rest of your lifetime. But you're being asked to attune in each moment to what is it that I want, and to understand how unlimited things are for you now in the pathless pathway. So it means you can walk in any direction. You might choose to ask, how can I be of best service in this moment? Or how can I take deep rest? You know, what's the best way to get through this energetic shift? So it can be anything. You really are unlimited. Or how do I meet delightful beings to walk this path with me? Now that the path isn't so narrow, can I have some play friends to to walk along with for a while? Whatever is in your wishing. So this is part of the discomfort that we were alluding to, is that for many of you, you are so used to having a path that's so clear. And now when you come into the pathless path, into this realm of so many choices, it is a little disorienting, because it feels like, I don't know where to go next. So what is happening is, rather than you taking the clues from outside yourself, whether that is angels or guides or alignment with your destiny as you saw it before you took birth here, now it is the outside looking to you for clues. Where does she want to go? So it is up to you to tell your angels and your guides, I'd like to do this next. I'd like to have this type of experience, or this type of learning, or this type of growth. It really is up to you. But that discomfort comes because, yes, there was a big change. You used to be on a pathway, and now you're in a time of unlimited choice or unlimited freedom.
Lovely, lovely, lovely reading. Lovely. I love that. Sometimes it is up to us. You know, we get often stuck in a little bit of a rut of constantly looking outside of ourselves and always wanting that guidance. But it's very refreshing sometimes to hear the flip of that, which is, we can provide the direction and still receive, of course, but we can provide the direction.
Yes.
And sometimes it's necessary, right?
And this is Adria. That's part of, I know we'll talk about this in more depth later, but part of one of the packages, it's there's a bundle around the theme of freedom from contracts and destiny. So the angels do go into this quite a lot. It's something that's very new for our time period right now in history, that all of a sudden, you know, there's kind of an end of karma and an end of all of these contracts. And what do you do? Because it feels really different. And how do you navigate that?
Yeah, exactly. All right, this is Talita from Rio de Janeiro. Thank you for writing in from Rio. Hi, I would love to hear something from the angels, because these have been very challenging times for me. And many times I see myself very confused. Any assistance or guidance for Talita?
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Confusion comes, again, a little bit similar to the caller from the nursing home world. Confusion comes here when you're hearing one thing from many people around you, but you're experiencing something quite else. So as a sensitive being here, you might be very, very aware of, for you particularly, changes in the earth being. So Earth Mother, as she has been called by many sacred peoples, she's been revered as a being. This is not new. But what is new is that Earth is coming into her consciousness in a very, very startling way. It is something new, almost as much, perhaps more so than humanity is changing. Earth is changing into a living conscious being, even more so than in the past, what you might call the past. So for you specifically, you are very, very attuned to what's happening with Earth. And when all of a sudden the very Earth that you have become so used to communing with in a certain way becomes more of a living being and is going through growing pains herself, and sometimes that had taken the form of some earthquakes and so on a few years back, there was more of that Earth shifting. But right now it could be that the frequencies are shifting, and it feels a little bit like you used to have your favorite radio station and now it's coming in fuzzy. So as you're trying to ground or connect with Earth, you can't. You can't reach her in the same way because she just changed. The frequency changed. So right now for you personally, the confusion has a lot to do with Earth's changes. So it's not you. It's not that you are not adept any longer at connecting with Earth. It's that the position changed in a frequency sense. So allow for some exploration there to meet her where she is and to know that in your case where most of the confusion comes from is that what you're used to as the solid ground underfoot has shifted. And that's a positive thing. So for angelic perspective here, the changes going on Earth are physical and energetic the way they are for humanity, and they're also very, very positive for Earth to come into more of a free will consciousness as well, a divinity consciousness, you might say. And it is a startling change for those who are used to connecting with her.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is Maria from Portugal. Thank you, Maria, for writing in. Maria says, I've always felt a very strong connection with the angelic realm, and I would kindly ask Raphael or Ariel, what do I need to know right now? So is there a general message or guidance for Maria?
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So look to your family right now a little more than less, because they are not weathering the changes as resiliently as you are. And what it appears to you as little behavior outbursts or people not being as you expect them to be, these, what you might perceive as temper tantrums, it's a little bit more of the humanity within these beings declaring, I want to be free, I no longer want to be stuck, I no longer want to be trapped. So they're in alignment in that sense with the shake-up that's happening, universally speaking right now, but it might be a little unpleasant for you. So instead of stepping back from these people, look a little bit more to the cause of why they're exhibiting different kind of behaviors. It's a lot like when a small child is first asserting its independence and it goes through that, terrible twos. No, I want this now. These are adults in your family we're speaking of, but it's not that they are trying to push you away or that you are suddenly need to part ways with these family members, but understand that it's just a little more difficult right now for them to adjust to these changes, and that's the way it's playing out. It's playing out in a more ego sense, a more emotional sense of declaration, declaring, no, wait, I want this. So it's a little bit of immaturity just expressed through the learning and growth. So please look at it that way, and you might have a lot easier time moving through this transition with your family members.
Okay, thank you so much. This is Deborah from Greensburg. And by the way, everyone, we'll take this question, then we'll hear about what it can be like to work with Adria and Raphael and Ariel. And we'll do that in just a moment, and then we'll get back to some more questions and probably talk a little bit more about some of the topic. But Deborah is writing in, so this is actually quite a specific question, and she's asking, do you see me moving to Florida this summer? I feel stuck and looking for new direction with building passive income since my company closed the plant and my career has changed. So Anything regarding new direction or even specifics around moving to Florida for Deborah?
This is Raphael, Angel Raphael. Stagnation that you're feeling now is likely to continue in Florida. So we would suggest if you're looking for change that's more dynamic, that feels more like moving forward or into new directions or new income streams, to look at more the places of your childhood. There's a few different choices there that could be quite resilient for you. But although in your mind Florida is moving forward, we would say it's moving back or entrenching a little bit into stuck energies. So it's good to look backward in the history of your childhood there in terms of geographic location in order to move forward.
Okay, thank you for that guidance. Thank you, thank you. All right, everyone. If you're on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along, we're going to go ahead and have Adria share a little bit about her offer, what she's brought for the Wisdom community. So we're excited to hear about that. Also, of course, in the light of these beautiful readings and channelings that we've been receiving, there'll be a way for you to experience them personally, deeper, and, of course, in a longer session as part of the offer. So if you are on the webinar page, click the orange offer button underneath Adria's photograph, and that'll take you to the offer page itself. And if you're not on the webinar page and you'd like to follow along visually, then type in wotashow.com. That's wotashow, which is show.com/Adria, which is ADRIA, and the number 9. Everything's lowercase. There's no uppercase there. So just, again, wotashow.com/Adria, the number 9, and you can follow along visually. So there's two packages that Adria has brought to the community today. So Adria, if you could take us through them, that'd be wonderful.
Yes. So over the course of 2019, there were some big themes that started coming up. I started compiling some of the transcripts from the angel channeling into video and audio clips and PDF transcripts around different themes that seem to apply to all of us or most of us. So the first one here is called The Brilliant Present, and that one goes very deeply into what the heck are the angels talking about when they say we're free now? You know, haven't we always been free? So they're talking more about collectively what's happening with humanity, about coming into this new age. What is that about? And so there's several videos and audio clips and PDF transcripts around that theme of the brilliant present or freedom and what that means more specifically. And then the second bundle, Angel Gift Series number 2, is called Freedom from Contracts and Destiny. So when you have kind of graduated from what you wanted to, in a karmic sense, do in this lifetime and what you wanted to do with your marriage partner and your career, and yet you still have all of this, you're still here in a body with all of these people around you and the same job, you know, what do you do with that? So it goes really into a lot of depth there about the kind of choices we have now that weren't there for us a couple of years ago. And how to navigate that along with your family and your career, and how to move through that with a lot of grace. And the third part of the package is 2 live angel channeling calls, one in March and one in April. So those are group live channeling. You can tune in by phone or computer. And the angels will speak, I don't know the topics in advance. They speak about what's going on then with the energies in the planet and then take questions. And there's time for everyone who has them to ask individual questions on those calls. So that's all in Package A.
Okay.
And then Package B is all of that plus an individual session with me channeling angels, so that if you want to be in a more private setting asking personally about your life circumstance and what's going on for you, and that's a good avenue for you there.
Right. Beautiful. And then as far as the topics that someone might bring, the types of questions they might bring, is this basically anything that's on their heart, and the angels will communicate with them? Are there certain types of processes that people are taken through? Anything else occur in these calls, in these private sessions?
I think we had a pretty good demonstration through people calling that anything goes in terms of type of question. And the angels will really take it very specifically to what's needed for you. So sometimes they'll go into past life circumstance, and sometimes they're talking more generally about how the energies on the planet are affecting you or what gifts you're coming into. So it is very specific to you, but because it's specific to you, I couldn't say that it's, you know, always one way or the other. They take it different places depending on what's needed. But typically that kind of question answer, like we just experienced, is how the angels work. And sometimes people just say, I don't have any questions. I just want to hear what the angels want to say. And the angels do speak very specifically for the whole time. So that's an option as well.
Yeah, beautiful. So it's for someone who is looking for additional guidance in any area in their life, where they feel that they would just appreciate some additional direction or guidance or answers for what they might be experiencing, or maybe assistance with decisions that are upcoming, maybe life areas like relationships or jobs or locations, things that of that nature. Beautiful. And they can go nice and deep. So everyone, you can go nice and deep in that because it's going to be a private session. Now, if you look at the option A, I did want to bring your attention, everyone, back to the item 3, which are the two live channeling calls. You do get two calls there. So they're live. You get to attend those calls. And the first part of that call will be a group channeled message. So as Adria mentioned, we don't know what that's going to be. But of course, you know, it's for the group, right? So as with anything, even right now, the information that's coming through right now is meant for you, for your ears as a collective, right? This group right now. So Adria tunes in and the angels are delivering the message that you need to hear, the people that have shown up and are listening to this. And it's the very same way for these live group calls. So you'll receive something that you, your heart, your soul is needing to hear, and then there will be opportunity as well for questions as well, although certainly you'll be with others. So they will be maybe of the nature of this, of the readings on this call. They certainly won't be, you know, 30 minutes dedicated, devoted to you, where you can go back and forth and back and forth and clarify, right? Because so that's really the difference.
And
so feel it.
There's this beautiful synchronicity and magic of, you know, who attends the live calls, and it is the topics have ranged from sometimes it's focused on enlightenment, very meditative, sometimes it's very, very practical about what's going on with our physical bodies right now on the planet or childhood patterns. You know, why are these things showing up so strongly? And I find it's just delightful to look back later and say, wow, we stayed on this one theme and all the questions seem to be about that. So there's a beautiful group energy around whatever it is for that moment is needed.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, thank you so much for this beautiful, beautiful offer. I know that this is something that is so sweet, and the channeling is so pure. It's wonderful to be able to work with you, Adria, and certainly the amazing angels Raphael and Ariel. Thank you so much for certainly for the angelic beings for being here with us as well. We are so grateful that this is now available for us in the community. Thank you. So lovely. Right. I wanted to ask you if there's anything else that is coming through for the community. You know, we just mentioned that whoever is gathered, the message is meant for their ears. It's meant for those of us who have gathered here together, who have resonated with this particular message that is going to come through. Is there anything that is coming through for the group, those who are listening today, on a more global scale?
Yes. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Many of you are experiencing a little bit of doubt right now about yourself, about your own processes, about your own life plan, perhaps. And it comes collectively, we're in this moment, humanity is in this moment, where much of the old has been shed away, and that is some of the more visceral, the more difficult layers, the uncomfortable layers. And we're coming into a lighter time here, but there's a lot of doubt because there's so little direction about what's coming, what can I expect. And you judge yourselves collectively. This is very, very common right now. You judge yourself by your human experience. So if you're feeling off kilter in a physical sense, for example, as spiritual beings, meaning as those to whom spiritual advancement, evolution is an important factor in your life, you're judging yourself by the lack of peacefulness or the lack of, you know, thin yoga body or the lack of juice fasting because you had to have that chocolate bar. You were feeling in so much anxiety last week. So understand that it is this rocky time, and the body wants to shake off these layers, and doubt is one of the layers that is being shaken off right now. So it's this funny kind of two-way perception. The doubt is shaking off, and as it's shaking off, you perceive it. So you think you're in doubt. Because you're accurately perceiving doubt is around me right now, but it's a little bit like dandruff shaking off. It's not a very heavy layer. It's around you, so you see it. But it's not yours any longer. It's nothing you need to do to fix it. You know, you don't have to glue it back onto your head, the dandruff, and then figure out how to fix it. It's already leaving. It's already floating away quite naturally here. So just take comfort in the fact that if there's doubt in your perceptive fields right now, and this would have been in the last month or so, and certainly in the present, it has more to do with the fact that this quality is kind of shaking out and leaving, and less to do with a pointing sign that says, hey, you're off your game here, and you need to get back with the program and be more disciplined and be more calm and serene and what's wrong with you. That's where the mind, you know, and the human judgment systems want to come in here. But from angelic perspective, it's just a lovely kind of discarding of some old stuck emotions that aren't needed anymore. And right now it's that quality of doubt. So you don't need to prescribe personal importance to doubt just now. You can just perceive it still, know it's there, but not feel the need perhaps to take action about it just now. Allow yourself to know it's there, perceive it without drawing it back into yourself, putting it under a microscope, needing to fix and analyze why it's there. From our perspective, it's there so it can shake off and just be free. You can be more free of that layer of analysis as a typical way of being. So as we spoke about this metamorphosis for humanity, you're going to have these different layers where the quality of something is so strong and you perceive it that way. But it's not necessarily that quality that you're perceiving so strongly in the atmospheres around you has to do with you and your life path at all. It could be more likely in this year coming up has to do with collectively. What are you shedding and releasing? So especially if it's uncomfortable, you can just celebrate, oh, great, I don't like doubt very much. I'm glad a lot of it's leaving me right now. Rather than trying to ask through the mind, why am I doubting? What's wrong? What do I need to fix in me? Mm. So come again to your heart space. If you're in discomfort about doubt or anything else, and just find some clarity about what do I want. Do I want to be more firmly on my path? Do I want to feel the absence of doubt? Do I want to know what's happening? Is this collective or personal? So that's the way to, when you encounter these different layers that are uncomfortable or unsettling, just ask in the heart space, can I get some guidance here? What's going on? How much of this is personal to me and how much is it just collectively for humanity? And then you can feel some peace if you get that answer through a phone call from a friend or the next webinar that comes in your email that says, oh, here's what's happening right now on the planet. And then you can breathe that sigh of relief. Oh, it's not me. There's nothing wrong with me. There's something quite right, but major recalibration going on here. So for this moment in time, so-called time, it is doubt that you might be perceiving the most here. You don't need to take it so seriously. It's leaving.
Well, thank you so much. I wanted to also ask a little bit about the physical symptoms, and I know that you spoke a little bit about this earlier on, but we also had a caller, well, someone from the community ask as well, Chrysalis from Albuquerque. She was asking about providing insight into those of us who've been sleep deprived or had issues with weight gain. And let me say as well, from a personal perspective, Adria or Raphael or Ariel, you know, personally myself, I find I am I go to bed early and I wake up early, but I'm finding myself so incredibly tired despite you know, eating cleanly and trying to take care of myself energetically. I find myself quite tired, certainly in the morning. And I'm suspecting, certainly based on the question, that others are experiencing something similar. And we did share with people that we're going to share with them regarding anyone feeling weight gain or experiencing weight gain and emotional disturbances, things like that, sleep disturbances, what the perspective of the angels is on those physical symptoms that we're experiencing. Would you mind sharing a bit more about that again?
Yes, this is Adria. I've definitely been feeling the tiredness myself. It doesn't seem proportional to the number of hours of sleep I'm getting.
Right.
So I feel that wave we're in now recently also. This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. Yeah, so let's use this metaphor of the butterfly, since it's quite friendly and lovely to most of you and quite familiar. So if you're going to judge from a three-dimensional perspective, what is my body doing right now? And either you think of yourself as this slim and very active caterpillar or this very lovely butterfly, and suddenly you find yourself in this large, ugly, amorphous cocoon. If you're going to judge that from a three-dimensional physical space, it feels heavy, it feels leaden, it feels like you're not moving as much as you should, quote-unquote should, certainly not what you're used to. It looks misshapen. So there are ways of judging right now from a very third-dimensional, certainly visual perspective, that the bodies are looking like they're not moving as much, they're getting heavier, things look like what happened, because for 20 years I've been cruising along fine with my exercise program and so on. So this does have to do with what the body needs right now. So we've said the body is quite intelligent. It's going through this transition. So it has very little to do right now, when we're speaking of weight gain and lethargy and tiredness, with what you're eating or not eating, or even with exercise to a large degree. You'll find you have much less control over the body's shape and functioning right now. But that's nothing to be alarmed at. You know, if you're going to view it through Instagram success or something very shallow, well, maybe you need to be alarmed about it. But from an angelic perspective, when what you're doing is transforming into a fifth-dimensional being, well, in the short term, if for a few months or for a year, you know, you look a little more like the chrysalis, which is a little lumpy and misshapen and not moving around, well, okay, because you're going to very really enjoy being a butterfly. So don't take that so seriously either, this in-between stuff of being very, very awake at inconvenient times and very asleep at inconvenient times for the regular schedule that you had yourself on. And know that it is a temporary kind of passing through. This isn't the new normal. There's nothing broken with your thyroid. Certainly you can check that out, medically speaking. But if you look to the normal ways of medical or exercise or food or energy patterns or color therapy and nothing's showing up there for you, then understand that what you're in is this amazing, amazing metamorphosis. And it's all right if it looks to the three-dimensional viewpoint like everything's going wrong and haywire. It's not. It's just everything is undergoing a complete and utter transformation. Your soul is coming through quite intact, but the body is going to change quite rapidly and quite visibly for a little while here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's very reassuring for those who are attached to some of these feelings as well. Beautiful. Well, let's go back, shall we, to the phones. We said we would, so we want to keep our promises. Yeah, this is going to be Union City, New Jersey. Union City, New Jersey, and it's 7413. You are live on the phone.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome.
Hi. I would love some guidance from the angels on my business. I feel that I'm kind of losing momentum because it's been taking so long, and I do have my GPS set, and I have my final destination. Like, I know where I want it to be. I've been taking steps. I've been waiting. And I was just wondering if I know what you said about things just showing up when they should, and I do expect that to happen. But I have all these different paths I can go to get to the same place, and I kind of don't want to spin my wheels. So is there any guidance, or do they have any messages just in general for me?
Yes, this is Raphael, Angel Raphael. This is a very important question for most of you on this call today, because the old way, let's say for shorthand, the three-dimensional way, although it's more nuanced than that, but the three-dimensional way of doing business, whether it's a daily life or actual business practices, was to go through the mental checklist and planning, particularly planning in the mental sense. This step comes before this step and then this step, and I can expect this is going to take 5 years and take this much money, and so I'm going to put my effort here first and then there, and I have a linear plan. So this served you very well in third dimensional reality, because that's what the structure you were in, the confines you were in, what we would call the bondage of time and money. So yeah. What happens when the bondage of time and money are both dropped? Well, if you keep going in that mental sense, making the list and the five-year plan, then you're keeping yourself unnecessarily in the bondage of time and money. So there's a little bit of overlap here where we're sometimes still in third dimension and sometimes in fifth. But largely we can say, as we're moving more and more into fifth, particularly in this year, the shortcut or the way to avoid spinning of the wheels is to instead keep coming back to the place of the heart, the center of the heart. And by that, for those of you who are not familiar, we do mean the physical place in the body that's near the organ of the heart. But more than that, it is the command center now, your energetic command system. And the heart is a much quieter place in the mind, so it doesn't have a lot of lists, it doesn't have a lot of reasons, it doesn't have a lot of timelines, but it knows what it wants. When you come into that simplicity and clarity of the heart space, what you said as your GPS, this is where I'm going.
Yeah.
Just remind yourself of that and let everything else fall away, because it might be that that next phone call or email takes you to step 20 out of your list of 1 to 20. And if you were so much in the linear mind, you feel annoyed because it feels out of order, and you don't realize, oh, we're just jumping to step 20 and we didn't need steps 1 through 19 anymore, because that was very
easy. Well, I prefer it that way. And I have been like listening to where I want to go in my heart. I definitely have been doing doing that. It's, you know, I've been trying to do this in the 5D way, but it seems like it's really taking so many baby steps. Oh my gosh.
This is Raphael. Yeah, some of that, this is the overlap. So again, to go back to the analogy of climbing Everest, because the physical body can't do that in one day. The physical body cannot transfer all of its energies and functioning from 3D to 5D in one day. You'll have some days that feel much more like 5D, like things are zooming directly to your destination, and some days that feel like molasses.
Yeah.
When you're in those molasses days, it's more of reflection, and you can refocus, make sure you're still clear in your heart what you want, but, you know, take a bath or clean your room or don't worry so much. It's just the body needs a little time to catch up on those days. It doesn't mean that you're going back to the slow way of being, but you won't find necessarily that every day you're in that zooming ahead way of being, but you'll get there to where that is the new normal, certainly.
So I am on the right path.
Yes. And the right experimentation. The right experimentation, yes. The right vantage point.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Blessings to you. Much love.
You too, blessings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, beautiful. Well, let's go to Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, and it's 9547 are the last four digits of the phone number, and you're live. There you are. Denver? Denver.
Sorry. Hello?
Hello, Denver. Welcome.
My name is Dawn, and, you know, I just started too when you told me to, and I don't have really a question.
Well, your higher self does. Your higher self wants you to know something. Your higher self wants you to know something. So what is the first thing that comes to your heart and mind?
Family stuff. I have 14 brothers and sisters, and we're going through stuff with my mother, who is 88, and what to do next with her. Would like a...
This is Ariel, Angel Ariel. So your mother wants shelter from these new energies, which isn't quite possible. But you can give her the comfort of things being the same as much as possible. For this being, and it's not so much about her age, but about her entrenchment of personality here, the same as much as possible. If she could give you direction in terms of choices, if you have a choice between things that are the same and something that is new, even if it seems like, oh, but the new thing might be more efficient or more effective, she would rather things stay the same.
Yes. Yes.
So to be compassionate for her, just to keep without change as much as possible, to keep her sheltered in that sameness is going to be the most comfortable way for her to live out her years here. She's not interested in making the leap to 5Ds and those other energies.
Yes.
Wonderful. Was that helpful? Did you resonate with that?
Yes, I did. That will really help.
Yeah, I felt that. I felt that was the answer that you needed. Your soul needed to hear that. Your heart needed to hear that, didn't it?
Yes, that'll help with a family meeting coming up. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk to you again. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Blessings. Okay, bye. Bye. Okay, well... this is Ian to Adria or to Raphael or to Ariel. I don't know.
I think you've got a panel of three here today.
I've got a panel, yeah. And if this was visual, then I could point to one of them. Oh, yeah. Well, not necessarily, but, you know. Right, we'll have three chairs, and I'll just point to that open space. But I wanted to thank you for being here. It's been a wonderful show. You've been of tremendous service. Thank you so much, everyone. Certainly the archangels as well as you, Adria, for being here and for sharing such lovely wisdom. And you have such a beautiful mannerism around you where you can just relay the information in such a calm yet directed fashion. It's so beautiful to hear and so easy to listen to. But thank you so much for all the energy you put forth, certainly in serving the community. It makes my heart so warm, and I feel so wonderful when the community is served that way. So we did so many readings today. I'm really feeling quite blessed that we're able to get to quite a few. And so I just love to ask you, as we start to wind this down and wrap this up, what words that you have for everyone right now, as you know, as a final wrap up for the community.
Yeah, well, thank you for opening this space for all of us, because it's such an important time, I feel, for us to be learning from each other. It's like the essential thing that we can do right now, because we're all new at this, you know. I mean, some of us are masters at one thing or another, or better at telepathy or whatever other gifts, but really, from my perspective, this is Adria, we're all new at this game of transferring to 5D. So thank you for opening the space, you know, for us to learn from each other, and thank you for everyone who calls in with their questions and has the bravery to, you know, speak in public like that. It's hard for some people because we get to learn from each other. So I feel like that's the journey we're in, particularly now at this juncture in humanity. It's really great. We get to just learn from each other and share, because it's a new classroom for all of us.
Yeah, it's a new classroom, absolutely. Well, thank you again. It's been a wonderful show, and thank you so much, all you shining lights, for being here and for showing up and for bringing your amazing energy to the show. It's so wonderful and such an honor to share this space with you. We've created this wisdom orb that you have created, really, for our transformation, our evolution, to accelerate our own ascension, our awakening. And so, Adria, thank you so much for being here and for helping us really ascend. Thank you so much. All right, everyone, it's time for us to draw the show to an end. We thank Divine Mother. We thank Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ascended Masters. We thank the angelic beings who are here. We thank all the ancient ones and the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, life, power, and service. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.